Gloucester was right at home here. They were making shots left and right, and you know, we kind of try to pride ourselves on defense, and we didn't play any really. You know, and we just talked about not getting it all back in one possession to start the second half. Let's just try to chisel away, you know, get a good defensive stop. And we did that, and then we made a shot, and then we just kind of, you know, we cut it in half right out of the gate, which, and then the kids started believing that we could do it.
You know, certainly Evan Mason had a big second quarter on you. He was in inside, outside threes.
Yeah.
That had to be a concern going into the half.
Yeah, for sure. You know, and, you know, he was actually a concern going into the game, but so Kevin Morenci said to me at halftime, he goes, "Coach, let me take him." So he was right in his shirt the rest of the second half, did a great job of giving up about 6 inches on him, but he chased him around the entire game. And we drew some charges on him. Hugh Callis with two huge charges down there. You know, that's the way we...
Morenci had a couple, too.
Yeah, Morenci as well. So that's the way we've been teaching it, and so it feels good when they actually execute on defense. And we struggled all night on offense, and but we made the shots when we had to down the stretch.
Going back to the first half, it seemed like you guys did get a decent amount of good looks. A lot of them were just rolling out, especially down low.
Yeah,
with the shot selection.
Yeah, for the most part, I know Pat struggled a little bit in the first half, and those are shots he makes blindfolded usually. So it was just a bad night in the beginning, but then he shook it off, and I thought he played really well in the second half.
You know, you mentioned that third quarter start, the seven straight points, you know, to cut into Gloucester's lead. And you could really see an attitude change on the part of the kids. You talked about their confidence level. It was really visible watching from up in the stands.
Yeah, no, for sure. I think, because that's exactly what we said in the locker room. It's like, all right, let's cut it in half as quickly as we can. And you know, we didn't expect to do it in the first 2 minutes. And so now they're like, all right, now we got plenty of time. We're right back in this, and let's just play our type of game.
It seemed like in the second half, too, you talk about the defense. First half, you were leaving a lot of shooters open, but you were closing out a lot better in the second half.
Yeah, and that was just effort, I feel like. You know, I just think that we were not ready to go right out of the gate. You know, we just kind of had that feel to the game. You know, in the course of 20 games, you can kind of feel it when we're ready and when we're not. And then, you know, it unfortunately took getting down 15 to get them to play hard.
Yeah, and certainly once they got the lead there in the last couple of minutes, the intensity really, really picked up, especially on the defensive end there. Really, really attacking the boards and just keeping the ball alive, if not letting Gloucester get it. But they kept it alive and kept giving them a second, third chance to get a rebound.
Right. No, I thought we did a great job on the boards. You know, I mean, Hugh Callis is so smart down there, and Pat as well. I mean, they're always in the right spot, and, you know, and they're so strong with the ball when they get it. So there's no question that's what won the game. Our defense in the second half won the game for us.
Talk about a little bit about Durant too. I know he missed a lot of shots today, but he kept letting them fly.
He did. He did.
Some big plays down.
You know what? He was trying to do whatever he could to help us win. Yeah. You know, he can see he was willing himself to try to help us win the game, whether it took, you know, getting a steal on defense or taking the big shot. He's not afraid to take the big shot. You know, he was struggling a little bit, but he made some good. He made some big shots too for us, and he just played really hard. That's the hardest I've seen him play in a long time.
Thanks, Coach.